The Justice Department is defending the USA Patriot Act against efforts in Congress to amend it. Attorney General John Ashcroft has fought to protect the anti-terror law since he proposed the expanded police powers in the weeks after the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the Bush administration's energetic defense of the law is mirrored by an equally vigorous effort to dismantle it.
On one level, the Patriot Act is just another law, but for civil liberties groups, it's also a symbol of the ground they've lost to the war on terror. Earlier this year, the ACLU's Nadine Strossen told her members even the name of this law is ideologically charged.
That you sure are not a patriot if you dare to dissent from this law.
For the record, USA Patriot stands for uniting and strengthening America by providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism. In lawmaking, as in advertising, catchy names sell better. Wisconsin Senator Russell Feingold was the only member of the Senate who didn't buy in and voted against the Patriot Act. Last week, Feingold threw down the gauntlet in the acronym wars and threw his support behind the SAFE Act, short for Safety and Freedom Insured.
The SAFE Act would simply modify the Patriot Act to strengthen the role of the courts as a check on the executive branch, a role that was too greatly diminished by the Patriot Act.
The SAFE Act is one of at least 10 bills that try to file down the Justice Department's anti-terror teeth. It would limit the use of sneak-and-peek warrants, which allow secret searches without notice. It would limit the FBI's ability to subpoena business records, including library information. The Republican sponsor of the SAFE Act, Idaho Senator Larry Craig, acknowledges there's no hard evidence the Justice Department has been abusing those new powers.
What we are suggesting is that if these provisions remain in the law downstream a good number of years, it is possible that abuses could be made.
There is some evidence the Justice Department may have gotten carried away with the use of other non-patriot powers. An internal report faulted the treatment of large numbers of immigrants detained after 9/11. But lawmakers and civil liberties groups have focused their energies on the Patriot Act, to the surprise of some.
I think the USA Patriot Act has been unfairly vilified.
Beryl Howell was on the Democratic staff of the Senate when the act was passed. She says, contrary to what civil liberties groups charge, the act is not full of emergency powers that were rushed through in an anti-terror panic.
Many of the provisions in the USA Patriot Act involved matters and legislative language that members of Congress had seen before, reviewed before, and thought about before.
Howell says before 9/11, lawmakers spent years discussing how to modernize criminal procedures. Take, for example, those so-called sneak-and-peek warrants. Courts have long given the FBI permission to search premises without notifying people. The Patriot Act, according to Paul Rosenzweig of the Heritage Foundation, set down standards for those searches.
It used to be that the FBI did this without warrants at all. They were called black bag jobs, and they just break in and do this. Now, there's a regularized procedure, there's a set standard, and that gives a lot more protection to the American public than previously existed.
But the fate of the Patriot Act may depend primarily on the law's most enthusiastic backer, Attorney General John Ashcroft. Ashcroft's critics say he's drawn attention to the act precisely because of his refusal to discuss possible changes. Last week, he hailed the law once again when two terror suspects in Portland, Oregon, pleaded guilty.
Prosecutors gained access to information that they would not have seen had the Patriot Act not been signed into law. An action that tore down the artificial wall that separated intelligence from law enforcement personnel.
Civil liberties groups say, in fact, this case is a good example of how the Patriot Act has created a veil of secrecy over legal proceedings. Attorney General Ashcroft himself declared the defendants should not be allowed to see information used to justify wiretaps against them because it would compromise national security. It's this penchant for secrecy that bothers Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, who was chair of the Judiciary Committee when the Patriot Act passed.
This is what built up the excesses and the terrible mistakes of the J. Edgar Hoover era. Now, I don't believe we have a J. Edgar Hoover today, but the temptation, if you allow the ability to do so much in secret, eventually the temptation is going to catch up with everybody.
Leahy has sponsored his own Patriot revision. His focuses on enhancing oversight so lawmakers won't feel like they're in the dark. The administration's secrecy convinces Leahy of one thing.
They don't like to admit mistakes. They don't want to bring forth mistakes. And if you don't admit mistakes, you don't correct mistakes.
Leahy hopes to gain some enlightenment Tuesday when the Judiciary Committee holds a hearing on the Patriot Act and its use in the war on terror. Staffers from the Justice Department will testify, but Attorney General Ashcroft will not be there. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.